These are the people that have the chiyuv to give a kolbein. A kolbein is a pshat, it's a little bit more money. When you give a machsa shekel, you have to also add to it a kolbein. As the Korb Neva says, kolbein comes from Lashon Kolaymar. Dova kal muet, a little light thing. Shemaisifen amachsa shekel, that we have to add to the machsa shekel. Kishereitzen likach minach shochoni, beiz chatzoi shkolim, biyad shekel sholim. When you want to change over your money, you have a shekel sholem, means a seller. You have a seller, and you want to change it over now to get a matzah shekel. So you have to pay the changer the money, the man, to change over the money. That's called a dova kal that you have to add. Is v'yelu shechayovim b'kolbu. Who has to add this extra money? We'll see more about it. Leviyim v'yisraelim v'gerim v'yavodim shechrorim. Hey, somebody that has a chiyuv to give a matzah shekel. Either a lady, or else a Yisrael, or else a Ger, or an Eved Meshucher, an Eved Kanani that's free, he's like a regular Yisrael. But since he has the Chiyuv to give a Matzah Shekel, when he gives the Matzah Shekel, he has to add this extra kolbun, this extra coin, another nickel. Avoloi Kahanim. When Kahanim give a Matzah Shekel, they don't have to add this extra kolbun.
Now, even though Kahanim are also Mechuyuv to give the Matzah Shekel, but since the din is we're not mashkin in Oisai, we don't take a pledge away from them, therefore they do not have to give this kalbon either.
Not that they give the machsa shekel, they don't have to add this extra coin, this extra kalbon. Who are then v'noshim women? They're also potter from giving the machsa shekel. So even though we accept it from them, they don't have to give this extra coin, the kalbon. The avodim, regular Eved Kanani, also his potter is like an isha. If he gives, we accept it, and he doesn't have to add this extra kalbon. Uketanim, who are then a cotton also. He's potter from giving the machsa shekel. If he does give it, he's potter from giving this extra coin, this extra kolbein. So the mission now. Ha shekel ayidei coin. Let's say you pay a machsa shekel for a coin. Means ha shekel ayidei coin. Which means really, you're paying for yourself and for a coin at the same time. Like you're giving now the gizbar a seller. A seller is two machsa shekel. One for yourself, one for the coin. So you don't have to give an extra kalbin. Who are then Al-Yidehu Isha? You're paying now for a lady also. So Mikbal Mikra Din the potter, you don't have to give an extra kalbin. Al-Yidehu Eved, you're paying now for an Eved also. Al-Yidehu Kotten, you're paying now for a Kotten also. Is potter. It's even though you're giving the money for yourself and for these people, and you're only giving one seller, which is two machsa shekel, still for your own chiv, you don't have to add on to it this extra kalbin. The pshat is that since really these people are potter altogether, so the fact you're giving for them is enough that that potters you from your kolbein. You don't have to give the extra money that you would have to give.
In other words, you're paying now the machsas hashekel for yourself and for your friend. Then we say chayiv b'kolbein echad. Here you are chayiv to add this extra coin, the kolbein. Now here when you're paying for your friend, it's not the pshat, you're doing it for a favor, you're giving him a present, you're just like loaning him the money. But he's going to have to pay it back to you. So now, since you are paying for him, according to Tanna Kamma, you have to give one kolbein, one extra coin. Now the pshat from this extra coin is that really you're giving a seller. Now really, if to give it for yourself, you would have to exchange this seller and get like a machsa shekel. So you would have had to pay the man to exchange it. So the money that you would have to pay the man to exchange it for him, that money you have to give now to the gizbar. Rabbi Meir Amar, Rabbi Meir says, Beis kobonis. No, you have to give two kobonis. Hey, Rabbi Meir Shitra is, everybody has to give a kolbein. And now here, since you're paying for your friend, you're making an exchange here, changing over the money, you have to give a second kolbein. All right, tomorrow we'll explain more of Arichas. We'll see exactly what the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and the Tanna Kamma is.
Yeah.
Hanoi Sein Tzela, V'noi Tel Shekel. Now you're paying for yourself the machsa shekel, but you're giving the gizbar a complete seller, which is two machsa shekel, and you're taking back like a change a machsa shekel back for yourself. See, here the Mishnah says chayiv shnei kobonis. You have a chayiv to pay two times two kobonis.
Bonus. You have to pay two times two extra coins. You have to give because really it's like two transactions going on here. One is that you're giving a machsa shekel to the gizbar. You're giving him. And also, he's exchanging money for you, and he's giving you back a machsa shekel. So for the exchange that you get back, you have to pay for that. And for the exchange that he's doing, that you should have a machsa shekel to give over to the gizbar, you also have to pay for that. So you know, the Gemara says this goes even according to Chachamim, that not only according to Rameya, but even according to Chachamim, when you're giving a seller to the gizbar, and you're taking back a shekel, a machsa shekel back, and a machsa shekel goes for your payment for a machsa shekel, you have to pay two korbanos, two times this extra coin. Like one time is for the transaction, what's going on, like they're doing work for you, they're changing over your coin. Usually in the Gemara's times, you used to go to people and pay them money to change over your money. So here he's changing over this seller for like two changes he's making for you. One that you should have a machsa shekel to give to the gizbar, and one that you should have money to receive back. So therefore you mechuyev to pay two korbanos. What about hashokel al yidei oni, vayidei shcheinoi, vayidei ben iroi, potter? Let's say you're paying for yourself and for an oni, for a poor man. The nekud here is, you're not charging the poor man, like you're giving it to him for a matana. You say, I'll pay for you. Vayidei shcheinoi, the same thing, you want to pay for your neighbor. You're not going to make your neighbor pay you back, but you're going to give now a seller to the gizbar, half of it for you, and half you're giving your friend a present, you're paying for him as machsa shekel. V'yayad ben iroi, anybody living in your city. Then we say, potter, that since you're not giving to him a teresa halvo, he doesn't have to pay you back. You're giving it for matonam, we say you're potter for paying this extra kolvin. You only have to pay, v'yim hilvon, but let's say you're paying for them, but teresa chayv means that I'll pay for you now, but I'm lending you the money. You're going to have to pay it back to me later. Then we say chayv. Then you're chayv in a kolvin. Whenever you're just paying for somebody else, you're just loaning him the money, then they will machayv you, you have to pay this extra kolvin. When you're being nice to your friend and you're paying for him, like teresa matana, then we say you're potter from giving this extra money. Weiter, it says ha'achin ha'shutfim. A brothers means, and then they became shutfim, means that the father was mates and they got a yerusha. They inherited their father. So ha'achin ha'shutfim, when they're still the partners, the loch is like this: shechayovim bekolboin p'tur mimaiser. There's a case that you yarshin your father. You take over your father's money now. So from the money you got from Yerusha, you're paying up a machsa shekel. You're paying up your chayvus. So in the case that we say shechayovim b'kolbein, let's say in the case that you do have to pay this extra coin, the kolbein, when would that be? If it's still your father's money and he's like paying for you b'teresa matanam, then we say you're potter from the kolbein. When would there be a chiyuv of a kolbein? When you had a Yerusha, you inherited your father, two brothers, and they made a chalukah. They divided up the property equally. So what I got now belongs to me, what you got now belongs to you. So that's the case when you're paying a machsa shekel now, it's considered you're paying it from your own money. So in such a case, you're chayav and bekolboin. You would be mechuyev to add this extra nickel, this extra coin to pay. In such a case, pturim meiser, behema. Now, if the animals give birth, and you have a new animal being born, and you have 10 of them, you're potter from meiser behema. Why you're potter from meiser behema? Because it's either shutfim are potter from meiser behema. In other words, since you made a chaluka, you divided up your father's property, it's not considered like it still belongs to your father. If it would still be your father's property and the behemoth gave birth, there would be a chiv meiser behema, because you're giving meiser from your father's animals. But once you made a chaluka, you divided up the Yerusha, now it's considered like it belongs each one separately to the two brothers, and now they became shutfim, they became partners again. That's the locha shutfim, are potter from giving meiser behema. Whereas the other pshat is lekuach. If you buy an animal, you're potter from meiser behema. Here also, if you consider like the brothers made a chaluka, they divided up the Yerusha, it's considered like they bought one from the other. So the animal you have right now is like a bought animal, that you're potter from meiser. What about before the brothers made a chaluka? In other words, the father was mace, the father died, and the money now is still called Metfusis Abayis. That means the money now is still in the father's reshus, really, and the brothers didn't go to divide it up yet. Like, they have a right to use it, but it's called like they're using their father's money. In such a case, we say, okay, shechayovim b'maisib heimer. In such a case, they would be chayvim maisib heimer, because the animals now is not called like shutfim, it doesn't belong to the sons yet, it's still considered before chalukam like it's the father's, or else they didn't buy it yet, it still belongs to the father. Therefore, in that stage, there'll be mechuyev in meiser, is p'surim min hakalbon. In such a stage, before they made the chalukam, the money like belongs to the father. So if they're using that money now to use it for their machsa shekel, it's considered like the father is giving them a matana. The father is paying for them. And that we learned before, if you pay for somebody else, then you don't have to give this extra kolbon. You don't have to give this extra money. Like you're doing somebody a favor. You're paying for him. We're not mechayvim to give this extra kol going. So the kitzah by Yerusha, when the Yashin, your father, there are different stages. Before the brothers went to make a chalukka to divide up the property, we look as if the property is still like by the father's rishus. Therefore, ma'aseh behema ve'mechuyiv, it belongs to the father. As far as the kolban goes, when they pay the machzah shekel, they're potter from giving the extra coin. Because we look at it as if the father is paying for them. And when he gives somebody a present, you're potter from this extra money. Ma'aseh, if the brothers made a good chalukka ready, so we look as if it's their own private property now, and now they became shutfim, they joined together to become a partner. Therefore, for ma'aseh behema, they're potter. Because shutfim are potter for ma'aseh behema. But they're chayav to give a kolban when they pay up the machzah shekel, because each one is paying from their own pocket. And therefore they have to give a machzah shekel, with the extra kolban. For kamahu kolban, how much is this extra coin? How much extra money do you have to add? Well, after you give your machzah shekel, so more kesev, vivri remeya. Remeya says a more kesev, a more is 1/24th of a seller. 1/24th of a seller, that's how much you have to add on. V'chomer say, chatzi more. Not 1/24th of a seller, but like 1/48th of a seller. A half of a more. That's how much you have to eat on extra. And we'll see in the Gemara why you have to eat on this extra little bit of money. Some learn the pshat is that since you have to exchange the money, and when you exchange money, you pay the person for it, so the Rabbanu here will mechayiv you the money that you would have given to exchanger, now give that money to Hegdish. They will mechayiv you to give it. And there's another pshat in the Gemara, we'll see where Meir's pshat. We'll soon see in the Gemara. So the Gemara. The beginning of the Mishnah said that again, the first part of the Mishnah was even though we had the Mishnah before said that on the 25th day of Adar, Bezdin went into the Mikdash, near the Beis HaMikdash ready, and then whoever did not give the Machzah Shekel, they took a pledge from you. That's called Mamashkinin. They go into your house and take a pledge away from you. Then the next Mishnah said, but by women and by avodim and ktanim, we're not mashkin. We don't go into their house to take a pledge for the pashut reason, because they have no chiyuv to give it. But the Mishnah says, avodim shaklu mekavlim yodim. But if they on their own come and give a machzah shekel, we could accept it from an isha, from an eved, from a katan. So what's the deal for this Mishnah? That only if they come and give it by themselves do we accept it. But do we go and ask them for it? No, we're not even today of them. So the Gemara, Afal Pi Shamrum, Holitvoya ain't toivin. But we do not go and ask the women to give a machzah shekel, or to ask the ktanim to give it. If they come on their own and give it, we accept it from them. That's what the Mishnah says. So it's a kasha now. Hocha at Omar toivin. The Mishnah before the diyak was just that by ktanim, we're not the mashkinin. So as a diyak, mamashkinin you're not. But toivin we are tevaya. We do ask them to give the money. So before us mashka by ketanim, we ask them to give the machzah shekel. Just we don't take away a pledge from them. And here the Mishnah's mashma, not only don't we take a pledge from them, but we don't ask them either. Only if they give it, we accept it. So it's a stira. V'ochat omar ein toivin. Here we're saying now we don't even ask the ketanim to give. And the Gemara, kan b'shehevi b'sairis. If the katan is really a gadol already, he brought two hairs already, there's his bar mitzvah already, even though for din shkolim, you're not mechuyev until you're 20 years old. But since you're called a gadol already, then we ask you to give the machzah shekel. The kan, this diyak from our last mishnah, b'shaloi hevi b'sairis, where this kid did not even have two hairs yet, so therefore he's not even bar mitzvah, he doesn't have a shame gadol yet. So if he's smaller than a gadol, then we don't even ask him to give the machzah shekel. But still, the Mishnah says a Kiddush. But Lu Yitzuya on their own. They come and give it, we accept it from them. Then the Mishnah said, Hanoch Rav Yakusi. The Mishnah said what? That Hanoch Rav Yakusi Sheshoklu Ein Mekavle Mehem. If a Goy or a Kusi gives a Machzah Shekel, we don't accept it from them. Then the Mishnah goes on, that V'ein Mekavle Meyodim Kinei Zovin V'kinei Zovis. We don't accept from them birds for a Zov or for a Zovis. We don't accept these kabbalas from a goy. And the Mishnah says, this is the cloud. That kol she nidov and nidov mekavle miyodin. Anything that's given the terrace in the dova, a goy could bring a carbon. A carbon oil, a carbon shlomin. What he does with terrace in neder or in the dova, it's time to give a present, he could do it, we accept it from him. But kol she ain't a nidov and nidov. Any type of a carbon that cannot come with terrace a present, but you have to have a chiv to bring it, a mosh like a chattis or an oshim, or the zav or a zavus, is then ain mekavle miyodin. we do not accept it from a goy or from a kusi. The chaim before shai day ezra often apostles like that shenemar loy lochem lelon libnes beis lokenum. We can't accept anything from you, from the kusim or from the goyim, for the binyan of the beis hamikdash. We can't accept anything from the goyim. Therefore, we don't accept the machsa shekel, and no, then they can't bring any korbanos that there's chiyuv to bring. We don't accept the animals from them. That's what our mishnah says. So our mishnah says a kusi and a nochri has the same halacha, that we can't accept it from a kusi either.
So Omar Rav Bar Beva Tiftor, our mishnah goes like command the yoma kusi kenochri, that kusi has a din like a goy. These kusim, really, there's a shayla about them. These were people that were misgayer b'mei Yeshua, the kusim. So it's machlokes if the geris was a good geris or not. Some say the geri are royis, they were only misgayer because they were afraid, and it's not called a good geris, the mamash like a goy. And some say no, the geri are the same. The geris was a good geris, even though later they were machsum asurim. After they were misgayer, they started to do bad again, that they had charot, they were misgayer. But once they became a ger, they have a din yisrael. So our mishnah that says we do not accept the machsa shekel from a kusi goes according to the man diyamah that kusi kinochri, that a kusi has a dochel like a goy. The ispalgrim, because there's a machlokes about this. Kusi kinochri divu Rebbe. Rebbe holds that a kusi has the same halacha like a nochri. So that's like our mishnah. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel loimer kusi ki yisrael l'chol dover. No, a kusi is like a regular yisrael. He holds geri emesain. When they were misgayer, they meant it. They became real Jews. And that's it, they're still a Jew. So the Mara Amar Rebbe Lazar, Masnisin binochrim. Like, first Rebbe Lazar wants to say, no, maybe our Mishnah can even go according to the Shimon and Gamliel, that a kusi is like a Yisrael. And our Mishnah only means nochrim, that's all. Ha bekusim loy. But the kusim we're not talking about. So, Carbonator says, Masnisin binochrim. Das kuhu diye mekavlim yodim. Maybe our mission only means that from a goy we're not mekabel, but maybe from a kusi we are mekabel. The more of a Tony Kane, and we learned like this also, v'tani nami hok like this, that from a kusi we are mekabel. That what? It says like this, v'tani Kane, Odom, it says in the Pasuk Odom, l'rabba says a gerim, that a ger, he could give a korban. That is the first Pasuk of Vayikra, Odom ki yakriv mikem korban l'ashem. So Odom means even a ger, he could also bring a korban. Mikem, what does from you mean? Lohoitzi yasa mumrim. That of a Jew, that's a mumr, that goes keneged Hashem, he becomes a mumr, he can't bring kabonis. We don't accept the korban from him. So, look at Rashbam, no, not the Mepharish, Korbanedah. Odom, ki yakir mikem korban, with Ashinam, with Ashmiya, Odom l'rabbis as a gerim. That even a ger could also bring a korban. The kasha, what I mean, the posik for, tepeg led lagor minochrim, a nochrim could also bring a korban. The Torah says, "Lashmina deschidishia." Dod yichsiv mikem. That we have a drasha mikem lamayit mumrim. That if a Jew is a mumr, he can't bring a korban. Davke mumrim yisrael. Which Jew can't bring a korban if he's a mumr? If he's a regular yisrael. Avol migerim. But let's say this person was a ger. First he was a goy, then he became a ger. Here we say afilu mumrim. Even though he changed back to be a bed and he became a mumr again, still mekablim. We could be mekabel korbanos from him. Vochikom, this is what the pasuk means. Mikem, from a Jew. Vochem chilakti. I made a difference between a mumer and not a mumer. Avo begerim, like. But if you were a ger, then no matter how bad you become again, you're still allowed to bring kabonis. Now, if we were to say only order, I wouldn't know this. Because the gay to us is, we see now that kusim, for sure, will be makabal from them. Because the kusi, even though they were chosu l'surim, they became dead again, but still you say, now mekabla mehem, that we would be mekabla korbin from a kusi. That's like this raya, that from a kusi we are mekabla korbonis. So the Gemara, masnisen pligya reblaza. I tell you that our Mishnah, though, argues on reblaza. And the first says, oporach masnisen pligi, klemar, sefer the masnisen kashmir reblaza. The sefer from our Mishnah, for sure, argues on reblaza. And the Blazer wants to say, only from Goyim we're not Mekabal, but from a Kusi we are Mekabal. Abizoy Abakasha from our Mishnah. Why? Then and the Mishnah says that ain't Mekablin miyodim kine zovim vizovis, kine yoldis. That we don't accept from Goyim the birds that a Yoledis would bring, or that a Zovin would bring, or Zovis. Fredgimar Akasha, vichiyesh kine zovim vizovis benochrim. Does the Goy have any shaykhs to this type of a korban? Like Pshito, a goy doesn't know these halachas that the bottom speaks out. Like she doesn't have these halachas. A goy doesn't have a tumis, a zav, a zavon. And there your levnis doesn't have to bring a chiyuv korban. So what does the Mishnah have to say if they bring these korbanos, these birds, we don't accept it from them? Like a goy for sure would not bring these type of birds. So the who are we talking about? We have to be talking about a kusi. So you see clearly the end of the Mishnah says from a kusi, we do not accept from a kusi. This is not like Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds only a goy you do not accept from. But from a kusi you do accept. Our Mishnah's mashmah, no. The end of the Mishnah's mashmah is talking about a kusi, because they have shaykhs to kinim, because they're really the Jews. Just their machzul surim, they became bid again. Still the Mishnah says we don't accept from them. So the Mishnah is not like Rebbe Lezer. But the Chiyesh King is of Mazos Benochrim. Ella, what do you have to say? Reisha Benochrim, the Seifa Bekusim. The Reisha, the Mishnah is talking about a Goy. That's what you're not Makabal from. And the end of the Mishnah is talking about a Kusi. And the Morena Chanami came, who Reisha Benochrim, the Seifa Bekusim. The Reisha is talking about a Nochri, about Goyim. And the Seifa is talking about Kusim. So, it says, Mishani Hokain, Kleimer, Yi Kain. Reisha Benochrim the Seifa Bekusim. Enochnami. The Reisha is talking about Kusim, and the Seifa is talking about these Chinim Zovis that were not Mekabel from a Kusi, were not Mekabel from them. Not like Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe Lezer holds you are Mekabel Karbonis from a Kusi, and now Mishnah from a Kusi were not Mekabel. The Ma'amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Tchila ain't Mekabel Mehem. At the beginning, when you go to build the Beis Hamikdash, you can't be Mekabel any present from a Goyim. When you go to build the Beis Hamikdash, ein mekabel mehem shum dover. The shemal rifyin amlochim eschavn. You know what they do? They just want to make it hard for us. They'll tell us they'll give it, and then they're not going to give it. So we can't rely upon them. So when we first go to build the Beis Hamikdash, we can't accept any presents from the goyim, from the kusim. Mashen came. Ein mekabel mehem loy dover mesuyim, loy dover shein mesuyim. Whether it's something that we could tell, like a Dov Masuyim is a finished thing, a whole Kedi, or something that's not finished, we don't accept it from them. Uva Saif, after we have the Binyan Beis Hamikdash ready, and now it's a question just the Bedek HaBayis to fix up something, then Mekabel Mehem, Dov Hashem Masuyim. We could be Mekabel from a Goy, something that's not complete. But we ain't Mekabel Mehem, Dov Masuyim. But something that's complete, the whole Kedi, we don't accept from a Goy. And the pshat is because it's a genai. It's not nice that in the Beis Hamikdash there should be like a whole keli that a goy gave. It's a genai for us to have it. See, if it's not mesuyim, it's not a whole keli that they just give like water or salt, so nobody realizes it's the goy. It's not a genai. We don't know it's the goy. But if the goy would give a whole keli something mesuyim, that's not nice to mekabel. It's a genai to have it in the Beis Hamikdash. That's what Rabbi Yechon holds. So Rabbi Yechon holds at the end, besoif, we could be mekabel presents from goyim as long as it's not a davar mesuyim. We have Shimon ben Lakish, Shimon ben Lakish holds, Vein v'tchilu, whether at the beginning, Vein v'soif, whether at the end, Ein mekabel mehem, Loi dover mesuyim, V'loi dover shein mesuyim. He's the Momachman says no. From a goy, you can't be mekabel any present at all for the Beis Hamikdash. Even though it's after it was built already, and just for the Bedek HaBayis to keep it going, and even though it's only something like water and salt, that's not mesuyim, it's not a complete thing, we won't know that it came from the goyim, still, we don't accept any presents at all from the goyim. That's for Shlokish Svarim. So the Gemara Masnisin Polag Rav Yechinen. I'll tell you the Mishnah argues on Rav Yechinen. What's the raya? The Tanya we learned. Ein mekablen mehem hegdish unadava lebedek habayis. We're not mekabel from them a hegdish unadava lebedek habayis. So v'loy mafleg bein betchil l'soif u'bein dava mesuyim l'shein mesuyim. It doesn't make any differences here. Mashma stam category, we don't accept from a goy. It's mashma gershlokish. According to Rabbi Yechon, there's a difference. That at the end, we are makabel, something that's not mesuyim. And here it says stam. Ein mekabel, we don't accept me, and hegdish in the double, the benega bias. At the Gemara Apostle law, he'll answer it, Rabbi Yechon will answer, bein betchila, bein besoif, true. It's mashma whether the beginning of the binyan based in Hegdish, whether even after it's built already. But ubilvad dove mesuyim. But I tell you, the bryce only means something that's complete. A dove and mesuyim, that's what's also to accept from a goy. That looks like a genai. It's not nice. We should have a goyish thing in the Beis Hamikdash. But the Yechon still holds something that's not mesuyim, sound like water or like salt, that's mutter to be mekabel. We have Shimon ben Lakish, Shimon no, vein betchil, vein besoif, ein mekabel mehem, le dove mesuyim, le dove shein mesuyim. But according to Resh Lakish, he has a raya from this brayso. He'll learn pshan the brayso kepshutayim, that you don't accept anything from goyim, whether it's the beginning, whether it's the end, whether it's mesuyim, not mesuyim. We don't accept any presents from goyim to the Beis Hamikdash. It's also to kenai to have anything. So the Gemara masni sen pligi Resh Lakish. I have a kasha on Resh Lakish from a Mishnah Nerchin. The Tony we learned like this. A Mishnah Nerchin says hakel shavn everybody's moida. That a goy, he could make a neder, and he could be nidrin. Neder means, usually neder means, like the goy makes a promise, I'll give something to the Bedek HaBayis. Well, nidrin means, like the value of the goy, let's say he's worth $10, he's worth money, so somebody else can make his value, I'll give his value to the Beis HaMikdash. That's called nidrin. Like somebody else makes the neder for the goy. And the money l'chura goes to the Bedek HaBayis. So you see clearly they're allowed to give money to the Bedek HaBayis. We accept it from them. So the Korbanedah Masnis Neferkam with the Erechin Kasher Resh Lakish Hakil Shavin Bereshit Samachleik is there about Nera Erechin and Marichin. But V'zeh Moidim Shen Noidrim V'nidorin V'nidorin, what does a Neder mean? Haino Dimei Plenty of Light. That the guy says, I want to give the value of that person, I want to be Mechayid myself to give it to Hegdish. V'nidorin means Dimei Atzmi Olai, how much I'm worth. Oishamu Acherim Dimei Plenty of Light. Well, somebody else says about this guy, how the value of this guy, that's what I want to give over to the Beis HaMikdash. But I call upon him, the money goes by Kerl, the Bedek HaBayis. All the money goes to the Bedek HaBayis. Is Sharmina the Mekabel of Mehen? You see clearly we're Mekabel from a guy, the money that he gives to the Bedek HaBayis. So it's not like Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish says there's never a case we accept from the goyim. And the Gemara, Posal lo, I'll answer you, Oila. We're talking about where the guy is going to give a Korban Oila. He's not going to give money for the Bedek HaBayis. It's only for the Bedek HaBayis we don't accept from a goy. But if he gives a korban oila, that's a loch, a goy could bring kabonis. A korban that comes with a neder and a dove, a goy could bring. So he's bringing an oila. But the first, O Meshani Posalo, Hod an oijim nidorin, hainu oilas. He can bring a korban oila. Avala Bedek HaBayis loy. But he can't give any money to a Bedek HaBayis at all. For the Gemara, Posalo oila, Nicha noijim. That's good to have noidrin. A goy can make a neder to bring korban oila. Noidrin oila. Of a nidrin oila, how could you have the case nidrin? Nidrin posha means we make the neder for the goy. So what do you want to say? I'll make a neder that the goy has to give a korban oila. Like the goy won't listen to me. I can't make a neder to be mechayiv the goy to bring korban oila. If it's talking about money, I could be mechayiv myself. I'll pay the value of the goy. But if you're talking about a korban oila, I can't be mechayiv the goy to bring a korban oila. Elo, the Gemara answer, that's not so shver. Elo, kishoma Yisrael, haray olai oila. We're talking about where Yisrael was standing there and made a neder. I want to be mechayiv myself now to bring a korban oila. Vishoma nochri, and a guy was standing next to him, the yomer, and he said, mashoma ze olai. Whatever that Jew said, that's why I also want to be mechayiv myself. So here, the kids, really, the guy is making his own neder. But it's called nidorin because he's making his neder because of the Jew. So it's considered like a nidrin, like the Jew started off the nether, and now the guy is ending it off. That's also called a good, that's called the way that a korban oila is being brought because of the Jew. But really, all the guy is giving to the Beis HaMikdash is only a korban oila. That's all right. Our Mishnah is talking about they can't give presents Lebedek HaBayis for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that they can't give. But just to bring a korban oila, to bring the animals, that's all right. Tomorrow, Akashanam. The Einai may be Imoi Nisachim. They bring a carbon oil, they have to bring Nisachim also, they bring wine. O Moisa Nisachim, Loyla Klisharis Inan. Like when they bring wine from Nisachim, they don't bring exactly a Chatzilug, whatever they need for the Yain. They don't bring exactly the measurement. They bring a little bit more wine. Now the leftover wine, we leave in the Beis HaMikdash, and we use it to buy Klisharis with it. Zechura, that's called a present we got from the Goyim, and we're using it for the Beis HaMikdash. Inon, at the Gemara, Inon Nimtza, maybe, Inon, this is part of the Kasha, Inon Nimtza, maybe Dover Mesuyim. Like, aren't they bringing out something Mesuyim at the Kasha on Rav Yechanan? Zechura, they're bringing out a Dover Mesuyim, it should be Yasser. At the Gemara, Hosa, Rav Yasi, Ba Rabbi Bun. For Taninon, we learned like this, Nerchen V'Orchen, Omanashach. A goy could also make either an erchin or else an orchin. That means there's a certain value of how much you are worth. So you're allowed to say, this money that I'm worth, I want to give to the Beis Hamikdash, to give to the Beit HaKabayis. So the Lach of Erchin is Chal by Goyim also. So who also give? Doesn't this money now go to the Beit HaKabayis? What do you have to answer about this? So we have to say like this. Tamon l'shamayim hu mischaven. Over here, the person has his mind to give it to Shemayim. When he says, Erchin olai, I want to give the value how much I'm worth. Really ask Kavona to give it to Shemayim. I want to give it to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what I'm doing it for. Umeleyim hain boin the Beit HaKabayis. Just when the Gizbe gets it now, the Gizbe himself, he takes it and uses it for the Beit HaKabayis. He used it to buy Kelum with. It should be the Klisharis. He used it to buy the Klisharis. So the Zoy, it's not considered the Goy is giving direct money for a Klisharis. The Goy is time giving money to the Gizbe. The Gizbe now himself takes the money and uses it to buy a Klisharis. It's Kenat to Amar. The same thing against Rav here also. Apochem. When he brings the korban and the nesachim, he has the mind to give it over to Hashem to Hakadosh Baruch Hu.